This podcast is brought to you by SharpFocusMediaAcademy.com.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is The Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
We're back. Yay. You're still listening. Oh my God.
Turn your iPlay off.
Jesus.
Real estate heir Robert Durst is behind bars in New Orleans.
Investigators say the 71-year-old had nearly $43,000 in cash in his hotel room, not to mention a latex mask that would cover a person's head and neck.
I need to see this mask. As much as the media pisses me off these days where they, you know, just have the shock and awe and show you everything, I really wish that they would at least show us what this fucking mask looks like, because I am obsessed with it.
Like, what was he going for? What kind of mask was it? Was it like...
They said it was an old man mask with white hair. Robert Durst was basically wearing a Robert Durst mask.
Salt and pepper hair, yes. But it made me think of the Ryan Gosling movie... Was it Drive? Where they had one of those, like, latex masks.
A couple years ago in New York, these guys robbed... They robbed a bank or a store. I forgot what it was.
Grace Papaya.
They were black guys, but they got those masks, and they looked like bald white guys with goatees. And they robbed the place, and they got away. But then one of the guys wrote a review on the website for the people that make the masks... about how great it was, and it totally helped in exactly what he needed to do. And that's how they got caught.
Who is it?
Housekeeping?
Dave?
Housekeeping, you want me to...
Dave's not here.
Multimillionaire Robert Durst is behind bars. The change in circumstance hasn't wiped the grin off his face.
Can we touch upon this creepy smile that he's got in the back of the cop car with his orange jumpsuit on?
Is it creepy or confident?
He looks like he's taking a headshot.
He looks terrible.
No, maybe he's just happy to be in another jumpsuit.
From how we know him from the Jinx to the latest footage in the last month or so, he's aged a lot.
It is weird to see how much they've aged since the show, because I just keep forgetting that the show is that much older.
He's got a giant bump scar on his head.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Well, apparently he had brain surgery, is what I've heard. I heard that he had some sort of neurological brain surgery.
Where'd you hear that? I didn't hear that.
That's on, the media.
Really?
Was it elective or was it necessary? Like, was he trying to take out, like, get, like, a lobotomy just for, like...
It was the government. Trying to hear his thoughts.
I was thinking that it was probably elective, where he wanted to get something done where they maybe kind of get rid of his alternate personality.
Or the memories, any memories he has of the crimes he's committed.
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, just remove those bad memories. I mean, he's got the money for it. He's got $43,000 in cash.
Yeah, $43,000 in cash. And then he mailed another $100,000 to himself.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine, like, the people who work for, like, UPS that handled that package? That's one of those times where I'm like, let's let the insurance take care of this.
Rich, biatch!
Somebody had asked us on Twitter, I think, who would we like to watch The Jinx with from The Jinx?
I like Deborah. She'd be fun. I just think I like her personality.
I'd say Jeanine Pirro.
Son of a bitch.
Just because, you know, she'd be like, she'd throw the real dirt.
I'm going with Cody Cazales, man.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
I just want to, like, give that guy a hug.
Yeah, but would you be able to hear the TV over the sound of his mustache growing?
Or maybe even watch it with Jarecki, you know, because then he can be like, oh, we cut out, like, on, like, his school trip he went to Dallas, Texas in November 1963, and he was hanging out on a grassy knoll.
Police are now investigating if there is a connection between Robert Durst and a missing California teen. While police say they do not have a direct link to Durst, there are striking similarities between Durst and the suspect's sketch from the case.
Who the hell drew that?
Bring your child to work day at the police precinct.
Did that sketch artist use watercolors?
Yeah.
Right.
But it is crazy. It looks exactly like him. That's who she was last seen with? That's him.
The nostrils. God.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding?
Don't do this to us, Bob. Come on.
Dude, you could talk to a sketch artist and tell them to water paint Bob Durst, and it wouldn't come out that good.
I really do feel, though, the media is kind of jumping all over this, and it's just one of those things where, hey, this person turned up missing in California. Let's try to spin it into Robert Durst somehow.
You're here on the street getting people's opinions about the Robert Durst story. Excuse me, sir. What do you think about the Robert Durst story?
I say we stop him!
Yeah!
Then we tattoo him!
Yeah!
Then we hang him!
Yeah!
And then we jump!
Yeah!
There was an interview with Douglas Durst in January, this past January, 2015, where he told a story about Robert Durst had 7 dogs, Malamutes, right? They're like Alaskan Husky type dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he named them all Igor, and they all died within 6 months and disappeared. And Douglas Durst thought that he was killing them and practicing getting rid of the bodies to practice for Kathy.
Wow.
Yeah, not only that, apparently there was an audio recording of when Deborah Lee Sheraton or whatever called Bob Durst on the phone when he was in prison. And he mentioned referring to when he would kill someone, he called it an Igor, quote unquote.
Yeah, he said he wanted to Igor Douglas.
Yeah.
His words. I should have Igor Douglas.
Debbie was like, dude, shut up. This is being recorded right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ixnay on the Igor A.
Why would you have that many dogs for one, and then for two, name them all the same fucking name?
I don't know. Ask George Foreman. It's
diabolical. Yeah, George Foreman.
Right? Are there like 6 Georges?
Yeah.
7, I think. 7 Igors. It's just such a beautiful name.
It is. It rolls off your tongue.
Yeah. Maybe he loved Young Frankenstein.
It's pronounced Igor.
Douglas Durst just came out now after the arrest, and he's thanking, you know, Jarecki, he's thanking the authorities for, you know, arresting him and getting him off the streets.
Right.
Thanksgiving's going to be a little bit easier these years.
Yeah, because Bobbo apparently was, like, showing up to, like, his daughter's, you know, like, art shows and stuff like that. That's what
covered in blood. Brain matter just all over his clothes.
Yeah, like, in, like, the end of 7, like, when he's like, detective!
What's in the box?
Get mommy out of the box.
Her name is Deborah Lee Sheraton, and she's married to the notorious real estate tycoon who's long suspected in the disappearance of his first wife, Kathy, in 1982.
Well, the crazy thing is about her is that she was already successful before she met him. She apparently, in the 80s, like started the first all-women run real estate agency, I guess. Apparently, the whole company was only women realtors. And she was in, I don't want to say Forbes, but I read an article where she was just like blowing up in the late 80s, early 90s.
Kicking in that glass ceiling.
Yeah. So that's just strange to me that since she was already like way above status, you know.
Well, if you can, you know, overtake an industry like commercial real estate in Manhattan, which is...
She already had it, though.
Which I would imagine is mostly men, mostly family. You know, you're dealing with these guys, dealing with a lot of, you know, big fish in a little pond kind of deal. So, yeah, maybe she just got kind of like, you know, she got over that. She's like, I'm going to try to win the heart of a murder.
Well, get this, though. Okay, so apparently she was already... I don't know if she was married, but she had a kid. I guess, now don't quote me on this, but it was sometime around when she met Bobbo, she left her baby daddy and gave full custody of her son to the baby daddy and went off, apparently that she didn't speak to her son for 10 years.
That's normal.
She did a mulligan.
10 years, and now apparently,
she hit the reset button.
I guess they had some sort of like bad relationship for a while.
No kidding.
But no. Then at some point in time, the son came back around, and now both of them are partnered up in a real estate management business in New York.
Nice.
When Kathy Durst was murdered or disappeared, did you know that Robert Durst was dating someone else? And you know who that was that he was dating at the time and living with in the city? Prudence Farrow, Mia Farrow's sister, who the Beatles also wrote Dear Prudence about.
Yeah.
What?
That they went out to India with.
Wait, this happened when?
He was dating her when him and Kathy Durst were separated, before he killed Kathy Durst. She was his girlfriend at that time.
Yeah, but I think Lennon and McCarthy's, idea of Prudence Farrow was probably a little different than Babo's, than Robert Durst.
Well, she was like kind of free spirit yoga type.
Well, you know, I mean, you look
she
at
like
the,
introduced yoga to America.
But, but obviously she was incredibly depressed when they wrote that song about her.
Well, I think they were like partying, I read, and she was more, she wanted to just stay in and do the health yoga.
Hmm.
BS.
Health food, all good things.
All good things, yeah.
Yeah, so
where did
you can
find
blame
that at? Because I've been scouring the internet trying to find. I'm obsessed with this case.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
That was on a website. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's .com.
It's one of the best, man.
Do not go to that. It will ruin your life.
No, I think I read it, I don't know, somewhere. Wikipedia, that sounds right. I'm not kidding.
The Onion.
So they're talking about this trial is going to be a total circus, the next trial of the century. And I thought it might be a little more entertaining if each person, when they're called to the witness stand, had entrance music like a professional wrestler.
Oh, and like fireworks?
Let's not get silly. Okay. This is a murder case.
I guess you're right.
But yeah, back to the entrance music. The defense now calls Robert Durst.
Oh, I thought you were actually referring to actual professional wrestler theme songs.
No, but I was thinking the Ultimate Warrior's theme song would be funny, and he comes running in when they call.
Shakes the ropes. Yeah.
I hope to God that they would bring Cody Cazales back. I think that his theme song would be the Simon and Simon theme song from the TV show. If you have not heard the Simon and Simon theme song lately, it will put you in a good fucking mood.
Cody Cazales could have any, like, Michael McDonald song.
What a fool believes. Wow. I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good.
Let's say they called Douglas Durst, against his will, I'm sure, to the witness stand.
It's going to be something about brother, right? Marvin Gaye, brother, brother, brother.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Brother, 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 please stop trying to kill me. Another good one for Bob Durst, maybe Shania Twain's Damn, I Feel Like a Woman.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
Let's go, girls. You testified at Durst's parole hearing, and it wasn't long after that that you found a dismembered cat on your doorstep.
And at first I thought it was a dead rat. And as I got out of my car and focused on it, I realized it was a severed cat head with the front two legs attached.
Who's going to clean that up?
What would you actually do? You just have to shovel it up.
Like, you have to get a shovel.
You have to like, scoop it up and
you bury
a bag
it?
And toss it. No.
Like my dog will kill a bird or a squirrel or something and leave it at our back doorstep. And I have to take like the pooper scooper shovel and scoop up the dead bird and throw it in the compost, you know. Right. Thing.
I think I might put it on top of the antenna for my car. Something about the tennis ball.
Yeah, or like put it in like the back of
the
like
pussy your mobile. Like... And on that uplifting note, spade and neuter your pets. Yeah, thank you for listening. My name is Jim Cunningham. Stay subscribed, tell your friends. We will be updating you on all these different things and possibly talking about some other stuff also. You can email us at thejinxpodcast@gmail.com.
And I am Kevin Crowley. Thank you guys for listening.
And this is Scott Crowley signing off. This podcast was recorded at Sharp Focus Media Academy.
Later.
Let's go, girls.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical.
Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical.